This is CliffCentral.com. 360 Biz on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to another beautiful sunny day in Joburg. We're hosting the 360 Biz today with my boy Teboho Mafodi. Welcome. Teboho, my man, how you doing?
I'm good, and you, my brother?
I'm good, eh? I'm good, my man. How's Cape Town treating you, brother?
Cape Town, my brother, is beautiful. The weather is being kind enough. You know, people have always said Cape Town is four seasons in one day. I must say, since last year, Cape Town has been kind enough to offer the most beautiful sunny weather I've ever seen. So I'm kind of enjoying it, eh?
Yeah. So, I mean, today we're discussing a very beautiful topic. I mean, a lot of us talk about legacy this, legacy that. A lot of guys refer to legacy in terms of leaving money, some leaving houses, some leaving a reputation for their kids. And I found it to be a very interesting conversation to have an engagement around legacy, because it's seemingly something that all of us want to leave. But I think that to a certain degree, most people don't know exactly what a legacy is, or rather jotting down or getting down, drilling down to whether or not is it relative or what the case is. So, sir, what do you think of this beautiful topic?
You know what? I'm actually excited, Bulelani, to be having this discussion. Let me take this opportunity to greet all the listeners that stay tuned with us every week, week in, week out, here, right here on 360 Biz, where we discuss all things business. Obviously, you know what? This is a show that is always well aiming not only to empower, but with a legacy, obviously, through our podcast. And more than anything, I think, Bulelani, while we're starting today, we must as well give an honor and a big applause, I mean, to the team behind, Cliff Central. I mean, what Gareth, Cliff, Rena, and the rest of the guys have started. It's as well a legacy that we're talking about. Because right now, if ever you can bear in mind, we're actually setting trends. To be the only, big and first internet radio station in the country. Don't you think that is a legacy on its own, though?
No, man, definitely. I mean, we are totally unradio and we are totally uncensored. And I mean, come to think of it,
unscripted.
Yeah, unscripted. I mean, and we are 10 steps ahead of everybody else. Because, I mean, think about it. I mean, guys are able to tune in during the week and listen to everything that we have recorded during the day, or rather during the week, which gives us a competitive advantage because we're giving sound advice to people that are always going to be able to find it. So that right there is a legacy.
It is a legacy. I mean, not for forgetting, obviously, the podcast obviously the listeners can download week in, week out. And obviously, you know what, that is a legacy. These are podcasts that are going to be online forever and for some time to come. So as well as, obviously, if ever you want to be empowered in a particular area, they can always go back, to be listening to podcasts. I mean, I've never had that living in South Africa or any other country, for that matter. I mean, that is as well the beginning of legacy. And I mean, another thing, when Bulelani, without actually wasting much time on this issue, I mean, me and you are businessmen.
Definitely.
Not only that, we're radio hosts. And I mean, it actually takes me back to inception, why one started in business. I know I got into the business, I mean, mainly for the fact of legacy and the fact that I want to leave a legacy, not only for my kids, but I want to leave a legacy for those people that we make a difference on in the communities, and those that we make a difference on, obviously, within the business sphere, and mainly as a country and the continent. I mean, why are you in business, my brother?
No, I mean, I think to be honest, the idea of leaving a legacy and all that stuff, I don't know if it came before or after the ideal of making money. But I mean, I think initially it was to create a better life for my family. Maybe that could be attributed to leaving a legacy. But I wanted to create a better life for my family, to be able to provide one day when I get married and I have kids. And I mean, more than anything, I think to leave an inheritance for my children's children, that kind of thing. But at the time, I didn't know it as legacy. It's kind of one of those things that when you grow up, you kind of grow into understanding that you can't just live all for the sake of living. But there must be something to show for, something that you have worked towards that will sound volumes from years and years to come. So I think that now, I mean, jotted down, I mean, what I'm living for now is to be able to develop and is to be able to grow a corporate and a company that shall live, I mean, for at least the next four generations. I mean, if I can, definitely.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how much money that is.
You know what? When you're saying that, Bulan, you actually remind me of this others in fact event that I was speaking at, and there's one thing that I quoted. I said to people, the reason you don't know your great great grandfather, it's because they didn't leave anything for you. In fact, they actually left poverty. So, but if I mean like the likes of your Raymond Ackerman and many others, I mean they know what they left behind. That's why even I mean they are grandkids, and a lot of them know who exactly they are.
That's true, actually. Hey, I never really thought of it that way. So, I think it's a strong memorandum sent out there to all the parents. If you want your children's children to remember you, make sure you work your butt off.
Yes, no,
Yes,
that is
sir.
actually true. And more than anything, leave them the legacy that they will remember you with. I mean, because the only thing that you take with when you are gone is what you leave behind. I mean, all good men and women must take responsibility to create legacies that will take the next generation. I mean, only to a level that we could only imagine. I mean, that's why today on 360 Biz here on Cliff Central, myself and my boy Bulelani, we're talking about the importance of legacy. And we want to honor some of the legends in business that started this journey of entrepreneurship, innovating and inventing things that we can't live without today. I mean, also acknowledging some others, I mean, that are doing amazing things today, that are continuing to be building a legacy. I mean, with my boy as well, Bulelani, with his tea project. I mean, my brother, I think you're doing a legacy of your own in the township because you want to be growing township entrepreneurs, of course, right?
No, man, definitely. Definitely, definitely. I mean, when you talk about the tea project, you talk about something that is very close to my heart, because once upon a time, I was also that entrepreneur that started with no funding, with no money, nothing. And I mean, I want to then make it easier for other people. I mean, come to think of it, leaving a legacy is actually making it easier for those that are going to come after you to be able to operate in the same environment that you've been operating in, but maybe in a much more convenient way. Because look at it this way. Because of the fact that my father or whoever left me nothing, I actually had to start from ground zero. Starting from ground zero mean that I had to dealt with all the negative things, the late nights, the hardships, and all that stuff to be able to grow, not just grow, but to able to grow, save, invest. You understand me? So that when I'm living comfortably enough to understand that the kids that are gonna come after me or my corporate is still gonna run whether I'm present or I'm not even there. So which is what we're trying to do with the tea project, because I've seen mostly in the townships. I mean, our business is situated in the township in Tembisa, and I've noticed a trend over the years that a lot of, especially in the township, a lot of Aboba Gumede, Mr. Zung or whoever who passed on, he had one before he passed on, he had one of the most busiest supermarkets, one of the most busiest tuck shops, one of the most busiest fat cook business. But the moment the person who was the visionary behind the business dies, it dies with him. No one knows what to do. No one knows where to bank the money. No one knows. There are no proper systems. So I think that's one of the cultures that we want to inculcate into township entrepreneurs to understand that this is not just for you, it's not just for the now, but it's something that you need to build so that you are able to live it, leave it for your kids.
Yeah, I mean what you're saying, Budelani, it's so true. That's why obviously part of the show today, I mean I want us to honor a legend. I want us to honor a businessman, Mr. Gibson Tula. I mean who unfortunately left us a week before last. And I mean Budelani, I had the privilege of attending the man's funeral on Thursday. And I mean personally, I had never met the man myself, but I've had the privilege of meeting the daughter, Mrs. Nolin Boweni. And I mean, my brother, that funeral, that's where you see that, you know what, this is a man that didn't only decide to say, I'll start a business for self-enrichment, but I'll start a business in order, you know what, to make a difference in the communities, in order to give and birth a lot of other businessmen. I mean, that's why today we've got the likes of Dr. Richard Maponya. That we're supposed to be having on the show. We'll see if we're able to get him later on the line. And I mean, we've met, I mean, the likes of Mr. Patrice Motsepe and many other legends, my brother, that came to the funeral to actually lay this man to rest. So for me, that's when, I mean, it came to my heart to say, you know what, let's actually do this show today and actually honor legends that are in business. Because as you say as well, you actually made an example with some of them. I mean, Abobaba, that have actually created a name for themselves and actually built lasting businesses. And sometimes some of those businesses are non-existent today, but they started lasting legacies because of them today. You are in business, my brother, because of these fathers, because of this woman, because of these men. I mean, I'm in business today, definitely. So it's something that I felt, you know what? It's something that definitely that is close to my heart, for especially being raised by a grandfather myself. Yes, I am. He died. I mean, he didn't even have a big business on his own besides us selling cold drinks and sweets at home. But I mean, it's a legacy because today, I mean, I've managed to take whatever little that he has taught me, and definitely, you know what, be in a position to turn that into a profitable business. So it's something that is actually amazing, Bulelani, and it's something that as well I've realized that it serves as a purpose to say why we do what we do, you know, so that obviously other people tomorrow they're able to say, 'cause of you, my life changed. 'Cause of you, my life took a turn that I never dreamed or never thought that it will take. Obviously, that's why more than anything, I'm actually excited with some of the guests that are going to be joining us on studio. I mean, I've managed to get a member of the family, Mr. Kekam Tembu, that we're going to be having on the line as well, who's going to be telling us about this man, Mr. Gibson Tula, as to the type of legacy that he left in the country, the type of legacy that he left in the business community. Obviously, for us in the business community in South Africa, I know it's a major loss that we have. And I mean, Dr. Danisa Baloyi as well, who's going to be joining us on the line as well to tell us about some of the legacies. And I'm more than anything, I would think that Mr. Tula, I mean, would actually only leave a legacy for people that are in business, my brother. I must tell you, Bulelani, it shocked me when I discovered that Mr. Godfrey Kgotso Mokoena, you know the athletes? Yes, I mean. Yes, I mean he's the one of the guys as well that who was majorly impacted by this man. That he didn't only impact businessmen, but he impacted athletes and a lot of other students and a lot of young people out there. So more than anything, I mean we've got the likes of Raymond Ackerman and many others in our country that have done amazing things in the business. So to say, let's celebrate those lives today. And I'm gonna be having people as well that are doing amazing things, currently trying to leave a legacy for tomorrow. So I'm very excited about today's show.
No, definitely. I think it'd be interesting to get into some of the callers just to hear their perspective in terms of this great and powerful topic of legacy. So I think on the line we've got Dr. Danisile. I mean, sorry, Mama.
Dr. Danisa.
I'm sorry. These guys in the booth are killing me in the prompter. Nyaxolisa, Mama. Kunjani, Ma?
Mkhona kunjani?
Ngiyaphila mama, ngiyaxolisa ukubambisa isikhathi eside mama. Welcome to Cliff Central.
No problem.
Yeah, if you'd be so kind as to just greet people out there and just tell us a little bit about who you are and what do you do, mama.
Okay, my name is Danisa Baloyi, and I'm a businesswoman myself, and I can give a lot of credit to Baba Tula. At the moment.
Hello?
Yeah, still here?
No. I think we just lost Mom Danisa.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
What's happening? Huh?
No, but I think we've got Bob Tim. No, we're just having. We just missed Mam Danisa at the moment. The guys are just busy trying to get her back, but the topic is still leaving a legacy. Yes, sir.
Then are you winning with Babum Tembo?
Yeah, no, definitely. We're coming all right. I think the guys have him on the line.
Yeah. Then maybe let's have Babum Tembo, then we'll connect to Dr. Baloyi when she comes back.
No, definitely. Babum Tembo, Gunjan Bab.
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. You're speaking to Bulelani here, 360 Biz. Could you just kindly maybe just greet the listeners and just tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do, sir?
My name is Kekam Tembu.
Yes, sir.
I am what you might call a serial entrepreneur.
Yes, sir.
Being involved in business since the 70s. And I'm currently involved with entrepreneurial projects in the field of financial services and mainly in tourism.
Okay. Wow. Interesting, Bob. And then Bob,
So then Bulelani, you guys wanna look at me strange when I've been called a serial entrepreneur. But you say I learned from Abobaboom Tembu that are doing amazing things from the '70s, dude.
Nah man, you just showed up into business about 10-20 years ago. Abobaboom Tembu, on the other hand, is a veteran. I'm sure he was the first person to get his CK document.
I actually started whilst I was at school.
Wow.
You know, I grew up in Zola, Soweto.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And my high school was in Orlando West High.
Okay.
Because there were no high schools in deep Soweto. So I used to travel by train. And so I started selling the trains. And I used to run a Mashonisa at school for the teachers.
Wow. No,
so I started quite early, yeah.
But I'm saying, I'd like to cut you there. Mashonisa. Mashonisa. So,
for the teachers, I see.
For the teachers. I can imagine.
Well, I needed to make money where I knew that there's potential of being repaid. My fellow students were like me, you know.
Yes,
so
yes.
So the teachers and you come month end, they'll be there. Yeah, so I started off, I cut my teeth quite early.
I'm just imagining that back in the days, lapho bakolotisile abobab Zulu, abobab Khoza, abomama, and I'm sure you got the best grades in class because they knew. I mean, if they owed you.
Well, maybe I did benefit, but coming to external examination, you know, I did the JMB. And those guys who were testing and examining me were not the same guys I was loaning money to. So one had to face the reality of facing an external board examination. You know?
Nah, that investment.
But yes, I did figure it out a little bit. I cruised a bit.
Wow.
Yeah, no, but more than anything, let me take this opportunity to thank you for your time to come
thank
speak
you.
To young people. I mean, our show is listened by 1,000, you know, young people. In fact, actually, a big number of them that I know that they're going to get inspired by this chat to you today. I mean, not only that you've said that you started early in the years, I mean, take us back in the beginning, in the early stages. Obviously, I mean, part of the show today, we're honoring a man, Mr. Gibson Trula.
I would rather talk about him, not about me. I was just doing an introduction. I think I'm here to honor the hero and really talk of him as a person of serious good standing within our community. Yeah.
Yes, so definitely. Because I know there's a couple of people that are listening. They don't know about him. I mean, they were wondering who's this man that we're celebrating. And others, I know that they're actually shocked that you hear the news here on radio. Do you want to tell us more about Ubabu Gibson Trula?
Ubabu Trula, who happened to be my cousin, so I know him reasonably well, was born in Chesterville in Etegwini. And like most children of his generation, had to follow the parents when they're coming through to the bright lights of Johannesburg, eking a different living or a higher lifestyle. So he came to Johannesburg at a very early age, maybe at about 10, 11, and stayed in areas like Randfontein with the mother and so on. And he had what we call your typical township upbringing. And from the beginning, he too showed very, very great initiatives. From early age, 12 or so, he was selling newspapers and on the color streets of Randfontein. And as years went on, he was studying on the other side. He's one of the first few qualified black social workers that we actually have in South Africa, and continued to become the president of the Black Social Workers Association, if I'm not mistaken, for 25 years. So we're talking about a professional, we're talking about a business person, and we're talking about an activist. So we're talking about a rounded man who over the years inspired many, many of us, so that we, the generations that came years after them, were actually inspired by him. And just knowing that he came from a normal, what you call township life, lifestyle and upbringing, to become what he was certainly an inspiration And if anybody doubted that, you should have seen the hundreds, literally hundreds, if not thousands, of people who poured throughout the home after hearing of his passing away. I mean, we really had hundreds of people just coming in and out of the house to honor this great man.
Yeah, no, it's quite interesting hearing you say that, Babu Mtembo. And I mean, to read about the man, to realize that, I mean, he was sitting, I mean, on the board for Mintech, for Standard Bank, you know, for University, I mean, of Cape Town, and I mean, the chairman of University of the Zululand Foundation, and Durban. So, I mean, he was sitting on quite a number of boards. I mean, especially having as well worked and stayed in Tembisa. I mean, it says that he really left a legacy, and he was passionate about transferring skills to other people. I mean, now since, I mean, obviously, he has passed, you want to probably highlight us on some of the businessmen that you know of that he's impacted in South Africa?
Oh, well, there's quite a number of us, me included. But, you know, you must actually, for you to see the measure of the man, you must just check where he started. And then you realize that step by step, he just grew his empire. He's one of the guys, one of the first guys together with the likes of Richard Maponya and Mr. Mpafudi, who got together and bought the first Coca-Cola bottling company in South Africa called Kilimanjaro. And obviously that company got listed on the global exchange, on the JSE, and over years it changed hands and so on. But they were the first people to really start. And he was chairman of the Diamond Board of South Africa, you know, when the new dispensation came through. And the man was just adored by everyone in business, trying to count how many businesses he had. I think you'll need a calculator, and you need to be a mathematician to actually exactly calculate the number of business enterprises he had over years. But an amazing man, very solid, very solid, and very, very consistent man. And when you look across politically, he mentored just almost most of the major ministers we had. In his house, people like Tokyo, Sekhwale used to come in and out, people like Tenel Maduna, and the premier of Gauteng, former Shatile. I mean, he gave such a tribute to the man. And so even in business, even politics, he grew. But in business, many of us were there to really gather from the strength. Yeah, I see you've got Janisa on the line there. Janisa Balo is one of those who'd be able to tell you more. People like Jupri Vilagazi, very serious entrepreneurs, people like Patrice Motsepe, you name it. All of us went through that school of Babatula. In his own way, he found a way of nurturing us.
Wow. No. Thanks a lot, Mr. Mtembo. Then, I mean, obviously, today, as you know, on the show, we're talking about the importance of legacy and obviously the legacy that Babatula has left to us as a country. I mean, what is your opinion of legacy? Are you thinking, for as young people or as a black nation, are we doing enough to be leaving a legacy, not only for our kids, but for the country as a whole?
You know, I hear people talking of legacy, and I've been listening. You know, I think there's too much emphasis on the end. And in my view, legacy is not for one individual to decide what legacy he must have. Legacy is what the community feels you have done and what you deserve. Legacy is what your children think and say, father was good in this. You do not set out to say, I want to form a legacy. Legacy is not for you to decide. Legacy is done by the people you impact. So what you need to do in life is that, number one, set out your clear goals. You need to live a life that everyone can appreciate, a life that you can, the life that you can emulate. You need to put up goals in terms of saying, at what kind of life do you want to have? Dependence, independence, and all those kind of... And then you work tirelessly on the goals you have achieved. The rest of it will take care of themselves. The rest, how people look at... The legacy is something that people talk about when you are no more. But it will take care of itself. Don't even bother about it. All you need to do is to make sure that you grow systems, you grow it in such a way that you tirelessly work towards achieving what you have. The rest will take care of it. So I think there's too much emphasis on legacy. Just immediately put emphasis on legacy. It's when you look at yourself being away, being gone, what will people think of you? Don't worry about that. The people themselves will decide what they think of you. But you must live a life that is worth emulating. You must live enough for your family to grow on. You must write your life story with your actions. That's really my take on legacy.
Wow, Bulelani, isn't that wisdom, my brother?
Nah, definitely. I mean, you know, as the young guys, we never ever look at it from the beginning. We always look at it at the end, wanting to live this mansion, this money, all these things, but we never really look at what we're trying to do now. And everything that we're doing now is solemnly centered around our reputation, or solemnly centered around, you know, we want people to think of us this way, so we do things that way. But what you're saying is so interesting.
Yeah, just, you know, life, just have goals, have tick boxes. You know, you say your goal number one is this, tick it, and get very, very worried if you cannot truly tick this box. Work towards ticking that box. The end will take care of itself, because the journey, you see, legacy is the end. So there's a journey that you must take before achieving that. So make sure that you know, if you fly or if you drive from here to Durban, there are certain points you must pass through. You don't just wake up and find yourself in Devon if you're driving. So
that's true.
I want to sort of tell young people, just draw out a journey for yourself. Have goals. Have points, pit stops. Have points where you check, am I on it? And the rest, when you get to Devon, then you can enjoy yourself. So the legacy for me is the end of it. But making sure that you've got a life worth emulating today with clear goals and tick boxes that you can tick on the way is the way to go. What people think of you when you're dead has nothing to do with you. Nothing. Whether it doesn't even affect you. But think of you when you have something for them. Yeah.
Wow. No, thanks a lot, Babu Tembu, for your time. We appreciate it. I'm hoping that we're going to have you in studio next time for you to share some of the wisdom that you have with us.
Okay, thank you very much. But I think we're honoring a great man, Tembu Mbela Sithula. It's a very, very great man. I think I'm happy with what you are doing, and I wish more and more people can really learn from the chapter of his book. This was a great man indeed.
No, thanks a lot, Mama. We're definitely learning a lot. I mean, from even hearing about Ubaba Thula, to say we need to work for a vision and for a plan that is bigger than us, that is not self-driven, but that is driven around other people within communities.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. I wish you well with your show, and let's have more positive vibes. I'm happy with what you guys are doing.
No, thank you.
God bless you.
No, definitely. Thanks a lot, Babu Mtembu. I Bulelani, for me, I think it's a brainwash of another level. It's interesting how abantu abadala they speaking differently from us.
That's true.
And for us, I mean, I think it's a wisdom that we need as young people, especially within the business space, to say what we're doing, it needs to be bigger than us. It needs to be something that affects the community. I mean, like the legend himself, Ubaba Thula. I mean, it has left a memory of such. I think for me, it's quite priceless, I must say.
No, definitely. I mean, it's been amazing. I just can't wait to then, I mean, indulge in this wealth of wisdom. I mean, we've got Dr. Danisa Baloyi on the line. Sorry for losing you earlier on, Mama. Kunjani?
Ngikhona kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, Mama. Ngiyaxolisa ngalokho. I think network yet, yeah. Welcome to 360 Biz, Mama. If you don't mind introducing yourself again to the listeners, just to explain who you are and what you do, Mama.
Okay. First to the listeners, hello, and thank you for having me. Like I said earlier, I'm a businesswoman myself, But I also am very active in organized business, which means the Black Business Council. I'm the president of the International Women's Forum of South Africa, which is a chapter of the International Women's Forum, that's a global organization. And the reason why I mention this is that sometimes we don't understand why we need. Web tool, and it's sharing, and you get mentors who will do that for you. When I first came back from exile, I was at the ANC headquarters working in the movement marketing, which means the marketing division of the ANC, and just before 1994 elections. Late 93, that Kula and other members, older members of business, came to us, and we worked on a retreat where we went to Mopani, and there we explained as Black business, like all of them. We were 14 organizations, like the NAFCOC, the FAPCOSIS, etc. Where we said to the ANC, "You are going to be government in a few months, and this is what we want to put across." And at the end of that day, and the big drivers, we were younger, but the big drivers in 1993 were people like Vabutula, who already been business people. After that retreat, a whole lot of debate, after a few days, the ANC and Black business committed to working together beyond 1994, and we signed what was then called the Memorandum, Mopani Memorandum of Understanding, where the ANC committed to helping Black business beyond. I regard it as the precursor to the Black economic empowerment. But then I'm mentioning this because when I came back from South Africa, I had lost touch. And that he helped me navigate around and got to introduce me to a lot of people and sort of guided me as I made my way. After that, Mopani, we formed what was then called the National Black Business Caucus. It's still there, chaired by the president is Dutu Vilakazi, and I'm on the executive side. And Babatunde was always there, and he was a member. We founded the Black Business Council. He was there playing a role from the background, but guiding us. Wonderful man. But what I wanted to say for young people is what he taught us. Babatunde, because he was an astute business person, and those of you who were at the funeral must have heard him called smooth and, a gigantic figure. He could smell a deal, he could do the deal, he could close the deal. But never did Babatunde close the deal for himself alone. He could get the opportunity, but he will cut up that deal to small little pieces and give other people. And then part of that deal will always be community partners, like the school, like the church, etc. And women, young people, always. So if there's anything we need to pick up from his legacy, the power of sharing. I at one of the meetings or evening sessions during, preparations, Mr. Paul Mashatile said, he used to bring the broad church in its totality. He could have just done like others do take, winner takes all and take everything for himself. But he was also a father figure. I lost my father 3 years after I came back from exile. And when I was following, he said, "Ukhalelani sikhona nje." And he played that role of being a father. If I needed advice, he was there, his wife, etc. So these are people to really celebrate. When we call other people celebrities, we call them icons, we call them legends. And sometimes when we try to check why we say that, we come short. We fall short, we are not sure if that's the case really. But with him, I can say that he deserves to be called a legend. He cared.
Wow. Wow. I am deeply moved. Teboho.
Yeah, my brother, I'm very moved myself,
wow.
You know.
Wow. You know, when you start talking about business as far back as the struggle, as far back as, I'm so moved to, you know, to even be profiling or to even have people of your caliber on the show, Mom. You know, it's so interesting because we young people, I mean, have a totally different perspective of what business is, or rather what living a legacy is. And we've got so caught up in everybody's a dog-eat-dog world. But when you start talking about Bob Tula, I mean, his innate ability to get deals, but instead of him taking the whole billion, he chop it up so that the whole entire community could eat. That's totally amazing. That's more than a legend.
Examples of those. I mean, he participated in the Gautrain and he wanted more people to be in it. He was in the pension payout. He got that contract. He could have gone it alone, but he put together a huge consortium. And the list goes on. I can go on and on and on. He shared. And like his daughter said, sometimes even after sharing, then they get dividends from their split. He would still take the dividends and give others. If somebody came with a sob story to him, Baba Ngalog Nalog, but he always were fair. I mean, I've been to him to complain, somebody young Ropa Baba, and you know, and he'd say, I will intervene, and he would intervene and say, no, that's not the right way to do things. So he was just a special person. He was very, very, very special. And that's why we're urging that his legacy mustn't die. His family must do something. We from Black Business, he was our member at the National Black Business Caucus from the beginning up to the end. He was the member of the BBC. And we want his legacy to live on, because it will teach a lot of young people. But I'll also mention one thing. He didn't like the fact that women are not highlighted. When we came back from Opani, he said we are going to have a CEO or stroke executive director. He immediately proposed Danisa is going to be the executive director. And I was shocked, you know, because it was an umbrella body. What would have been the case? It would have been a man, okay, to lead all those organizations. But he proposed a woman's name, and the rest is history. And also, he never really pushed himself to the front. People went and got him. And that's one thing that I learned from him. I've never been one to just push myself. You know, if you do good, people will recognize what you do. And then hoist you. You don't need to hoist yourself.
Wow. No, Mama, thanks a lot for the opportunity of talking to us today. I mean, keep on doing amazing things out there. There's people like us that are vouching behind you and that are watching and wishing you all the best in every endeavor that you take.
No, and you two guys, you know, you are our future. We want to rest in peace when we die, like Ubab Tula. So keep on doing the good things, and no one can say, I don't know when I'm doing wrong. You know when you're doing wrong. You know when you're doing right. So keep doing the right things. You are our future.
Wow. No, thank you, Mama. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, Bulelani, you know, Umama has touched base on a number of things that I think stood out for me. I mean, to say when they come back from the exile, they would have a retreat, you know, to actually recuperate, to say how do they, you know, invent businesses, how do they invent themselves for communities to develop. And one thing that she says, I mean, she said that Bob Tula had a big portion of whatever that he made. He would create, wanted communities to be involved in Gautrain. He wanted communities to be involved in a lot of other establishment. I mean, with even one of the establishment with Sol Kesna being, Carnival City as well. So, and one thing that Umama didn't make mention, my brother, that stood out for me, is that Ubabutula, she actually has a Khotso Trust, where every profit, a portion of his profits from all his business endeavors goes there. Guess what? On the trust, it's meant to send people to school. It's meant to empower the communities, my brother. I mean, where have you had people do that?
Sure. I mean, not a lot of people engage in that. Like, you know what I was saying earlier, with all of us, I mean, with most of us out there as young entrepreneurs, we're looking at buying the Mercedes Benzes and the BMW, and everybody's just looking at their own pocket. But I mean to have people of such great magnitude as Ubabutula. I mean, it's really reforming me and it's changed my perspective. I thought I was a giver. I thought I was doing good. But you know, when you listen to people who have done it all their lives and done it selflessly, you know, truly understand that you can never fail through giving, ever.
Yes, you know, my brother, you think you are a giver. Give me this opportunity to introduce a businessman that I'm with right now. I mean, this is a man that comes all the way from the United States of America, and that is as well selfless. I mean, this is a man that has got his own businesses as well, that side. But this is a man that he says, I mean, he saw a need in Africa to come give. He saw a need in Africa that, you know what, he wants to impact other young people and actually come here, set up trust as well to actually make a difference within communities using his own profit. And some of his friends, I mean, that are in businesses as well. Let me take this opportunity to welcome Mr. Dennis Wadley. Mr. Dennis Wadley, welcome to Cliff Central. Do you want to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are and what is it that you do.
Thanks, Subahu. Yes, great to be here. Great to be with you all. We started Bridges of Hope back in 2003, and we're motivated. We came our first trip over in 2001 to visit South Africa. Actually came over on our way when September 11th happened in the U.S. So it was a real time of turmoil, but just fell in love with the people of South Africa. And were so embraced by them and shared with us. They took us out and exposed us to the needs and some of the brokenness and the issues that people were facing. And we began to ask countless questions, knowing that we did not have the answers, but that the answers existed within the communities. And through that, Bridges of Hope South Africa was born. We help empower people in communities to bring about change. We help them to be able to discern what the needs are, and then the folks that have now run Bridges have been working with us for many years. They go in and do training and empower people. It's all run by South African nationals now, and we just had a staff gathering this last few hours where they shared incredible, great things that are happening all over in the communities that they work in, and it's just been really exciting to be a part of.
Yes. Bulelani, Mr. Wedley, remember I told you that later on in the year, I'm bringing in entrepreneurs from Africa, I'm bringing entrepreneurs from all over the country.
Yeah, yeah.
To come host them in Cape Town.
Yeah.
It's actually at Bridges of Hope, at his place, where he said, you know what, I love what you're doing with young people. Use my place and I mean, host these entrepreneurs. Let's empower them and build a legacy that we want to build as Africa.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, Mr. Wadley, I mean, you've heard since the show started that we've been honoring a man, Mr. Gibson Tula, I mean, who has become selfless to want to empower other young people, to want to empower business people and improve the business community of South Africa. So for me, sitting here, I'm sure with Budelan, you're wondering yourself, why is an American wanting to come make it? And in Africa, I mean, you know, I know that you've been doing amazing things here in South Africa as a whole. Do you want to tell us about some of the things that you've been doing?
Well, we're really motivated by the AIDS pandemic. When we came over, we realized AIDS was sort of lost in a sea of other needs. And learned this model called community health evangelism that that gives people the tools that they need, that goes in and trains them how to train others. They started
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Khota, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm good, sir. I'm sorry that you had to hold for so long. Bulelani here from 360 Biz, Cliff Central. Thank you for holding, yeah. Baba. Gunjan.
It's my pleasure. Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Baba, yeah. Baba, could you just tell us a little bit about Uba and Ubaba? You can just also greet the listeners out there and just tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Oh, yes. Afternoon, everybody. My name is Kosta Godfrey Mokwena, Olympic athlete and an aspiring entrepreneur.
Wow, wow. So tell us a little bit, sir. But, I mean, our topic today is leaving a legacy. Yeah. And Ubab Tula, man, I mean, we had so many other, some of the few people that he's managed to impact and touch, calling in and sharing about his life and what he has done. So, I mean, we decided as a show on Cliff Central that is unconventional, that supports and promotes black business, to create a platform where we are able to, you know, honor abantu abafana njengoBab Tula, because Ubab Tula, I mean, who's a gentleman who's done great things. I mean, oftentimes we honor people from overseas and all over, but now it's about time we honor the guys who are actually doing amazing things. And I've heard so much. I'm you know, let me shut up and actually listen to you, sir. Just share a little bit.
Yeah, you know, when we speak about Ubab Gibson Tula, you know, he left a legacy. I mean, masculine and a legacy, we don't just speak about leaving a huge sum of financials in account, but when we speak about legacy, we speak about and living behind the seed that you've planted, you know, and watching these seeds manifest, you know. I mean, for me, I remember back when I was in school, before I was an international athlete, I was doing high jump at that time, and as well as long jump. And I think I was 17 years old. And Ubab Gibson Tula, when he heard Dibuti, there was this young, talented guy from the East Rand, doing wonders in the high jump with so much potential and so much talent. Bob Gibson Tula came to my school with his trusty foundation, and came and built. I mean, he laid a seed for me. He built a gym, a training facility, like a school in Wooten Corner, with the talent that I have. And I mean, look at today, what that seed has done, what that legacy has done. I became an Olympic athlete, Olympic medalist, African record holder, national record holder, because of the seed that he laid back then. You know what I mean? That legacy that he has left. And I'm still able right now to say that, yes, I've also qualified for the next Olympic Games that are coming in this year in Brazil.
Wow, congrats.
But, thank you. But what I'm trying to say is, the legacy that he has left, you know, like the gentleman said, and earlier on, he chopped pieces and threw all the seeds so that we can all grow and manifest what we hope for.
Wow! Of course, I mean that's truly inspiring. I mean, in wrapping up what you were saying, I mean, could you please just give our listeners out there, I mean, most of them are young people out there, I mean, how do they pay it forward like Bab Tula paid it forward for you?
You know, the best thing that we can do is, I mean, it's not an easy thing to have. I mean, if you look at the bottom, to have a mentor, it's not an easy thing. But to find one, especially if a mentor finds you, the best thing is to learn from the people that are doing it, and try to copy that and make it better, so that you can also lay a foundation for the others, so that, you know, everything has to spread. I mean, you have to be selfless, you know, and pave the way for other people as well.
Wow. No, Bafoto, man, thank you very much for sharing your time. Congrats, I mean, on your new Lokuza feature and your nomination there in terms of the sports that you are in. Nyabonga kulu for your time, Khropman. I mean, we look forward to engaging with you a little bit more, so that you can share, I mean, with so many other young people in South Africa about your entrepreneurial and your athletic journey. Thank you very
Absolutely.
Much. Thank you very
Thank
much,
you so
sir.
Much.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Tebogo, my man.
it was quite interesting, Bulelani. I'm seeing time is running out of us. Maybe I think in conclusion, Mr. Wadley, can you tell us quickly what is legacy to you?
You know, legacy for me is equipping others and giving them the tools so that they then are able to run on their own, whether it's entrepreneurs, young leaders, people who have a vision for bringing about change in their community, but passing on enough of the tools so that someone's able to run their own leg of the race.
Yes, definitely. So, and how can people get hold of you?
www.bridgesworldwide.org.
www.bridgesworldwide.org. Bulelani?
Yes, sir. I mean, legacy for me, wow, has completely changed. I'm thrown away. I mean, I'm thrown away by the callers and the guys, the heavyweights that we have in studio. But I mean, I don't know what to say, actually. I need to go back to the drawing board.
No, I think me and you just need to go back to the drawing board and try the legacy for us. I mean, you heard that legacy, it's not really what we want. It's what people would say about you when you die. We shouldn't worry about that, but we should worry about doing something that will impact, and the legacy will manifest itself.
Wow. Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm here, my brother.
Nah, my man. I guess that's it for today. It was a beautiful and interesting show. Wow. Wow.
No, definitely. It was quite amazing. And I'm looking forward to being in studio with you next week, my brother.
Definitely. All I'm going to say to all the listeners out there, download the podcast. Download the podcast.
No, they don't want to miss this one. I think it was full of impact. It was full of lessons that one could carry for some time to come.
Sir, bask in the sun for me. Enjoy mojitos for me. Walk and wear shorts for me. Take pictures and Instagram them for me. I can't be there with you, but I love you, my man. 360 Biz, we the family. Teboga Mafodi, Bulelani Balabala, we thank you, we love you.
This is CliffCentral.com.